Find it.
And if we're talking about doing some work, you might say, has that work, this is due, has the work already been
done?
And somebody would say, yes, they
did it yesterday.
And if we're talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might say, has that stump been
dragged or drug?
And somebody would say, yes, we
drug it.
And if we're talking about riding a horse, somebody might say, has that horse ever been
ridden?
And someone would say, yes, I
rode.
If we're talking about ringing a bell, you'd say, has that bell been
rung?
And someone would say, yes, they
rang it.
If we're talking about the rising of the sun, has the sun
risen?
And someone would say, yes, it
rose.
If we were talking about diving into a lake, you might say, has he
dived?
And someone would say, yes, he
dived
a few minutes ago. If we're talking about children growing up, you might say, have all their children
grown?
And someone would say, yes, they
grew up
years ago. Oh, okay. And if I ask you how old you are, you would say, I
am.
And if I ask you if you're tired, you might say, no, I
am not.
And finish this sentence for me. I don't can vegetables, but she
does.
And I always do this work, but she
doesn't.
And put a word in this sentence. I thought you what coming with us?
I thought you were coming with us.
And we what going to town?
We were going to town.
If I asked you if you still do many things, you would say, yes, there a lot of things I do.
There are lots of things.
And if I wanted to know the color of, or if you wanted to know the color of some rose bushes out in your neighbor's yard, you might say, what color
are they?
And they would answer, the roses
are.
And if I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
have not already done it.
And if I say, was it a nice day? You might say, no, it
wasn't a nice day.
And if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he
doesn't.
All right, but
he isn't right.
Okay.
He wasn't right.
Okay, but you want to imply that that you don't think that it was a thing for him to do. You might say, he
shouldn't have.
And if I ask you if you can do something, you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, I can do it. I
think I can.
All right. And how would you finish this? Well, I might
be able to do so and so.
Okay. And I slipped on the ice, and I just barely managed to keep my balance. Fell down.
Almost.
Okay, these are just pronunciation. They won't take long. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is
10 cents.
And you might say, he's lived over here, 1960?
2 years.
Okay, put a word in front of 1960. He's lived over here
since 1960.
And a greeting on December 25th is?
Merry Christmas.
A sausage or a wiener in a bun is called a?
Hot dog.
Jesus and Mary, Jesus's parents were Joseph
and Mary.
Our first president was George
Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get
married.
After a man caught a cold, he became very
hoarse.
If you want to send a letter to someone, you write. Well, I'm starting going too fast on this. If you want to send a message to someone, you what him a letter.
You write.
To go to New York, you might what on a train.
Ride.
A cowboy rides on a
pony.
Or a bigger than a
horse.
Pony. How's that?
Horse.
The parts of a tree that are under the ground are its
roots.
You strike a match to start a
fire.
The soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is
soot.
Milk comes from a
cow.
Unpackaged material is material that's bought in a long time ago. They say you didn't
bulk.
Okay, fine. We're good. Your parents are your what and your what?
Mother and father.
Okay. Robins, blue jays, and sparrows are
birds.